You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients webinar series. Thank you so much for being here today. I'm your host, Ian Shelley, and thank you for being here. It's going to be an incredible show. We have one of our favorite people here today, who I'll introduce very, very shortly. That music, that beautiful music that started us off was Shamanic Dream by Anugama. The Wisdom of the Ancient series is about ancient wisdom. It's about what was once known, what was once remembered, ancient practices, ancient knowledge and wisdom, not only from our own planet, but from other worlds, galaxies, realms, and dimensions too. And ancient also means remembering our core, remembering our own true self, the greatest version of ourselves who we can be, our higher selves. So right now, as we start this call out today, let's all set the intention to receive the information being presented to live a more mindful, connected, and aware life with ourselves, the earth, our fellow humans, and all beings in all realms. And right now we call on the ancient ones to support us today, to open our hearts. And so without further ado, I'm going to welcome Crystal Hughes to the show. Welcome, Crystal.
Hi, everyone. Great to be here with all of you bright, shiny faces. Blessings. I'll be coming on really soon. We're going to have a lot of fun doing some readings today.
Yeah, and I think that's the voice that everyone was hoping to hear. And there you go. All right. Well, of course, most of you know Crystal, but some wonderful new members and guests here, listeners to this particular show, who might not have met Crystal yet. So let me introduce Crystal to you. Crystal Hughes is a multidimensional visionary, medium, and multisensory energetic intuitive known as the spiritual trainer to the stars, specializing in energetic healing and rapid transformation for celebrities and individuals throughout the world. We are always in awe because of Crystal's lightning fast and laser focused intuitive readings that go directly to the core of the issue. She pinpoints it immediately. And I'm just going to interject quickly. We are going to make a point of seeing how many readings we can have Crystal do today. So stay tuned for that. We're going to have an amazing session later where Crystal's going to be doing readings. And thank you for putting your questions in. Crystal's work has broadened to include connecting with Archangel Metatron and mediating for Metatron's cube to instantly shift a person's consciousness, undoing mental, emotional, and physical limitations, as well as opening up their higher channels of communication. The Academy for the Soul was born through Crystal Hughes as the online school for intuitive arts. Crystal's purpose is to channel and shine light into the world and to operate as a conduit of divine truth, working with people as they identify and develop their gifts and step into their purpose work. The Academy for the Soul helps people discover and develop their intuitive gifts and then share those gifts with the world as an offering. And today, Crystal is going to be talking about unhooking from your past, entering the 11-11 gateway. Crystal is also going to be sharing about her experience in France that has her understanding the universe in a whole new way, with new sight and seeing the light. So you can look forward to this call with Crystal. You can look forward to what's the 11-11 Metatron gateway and what happens when you walk through it. What Mary Magdalene says is the true meaning of the Holy Grail and how to activate it within. Be informed about the four types of energetic hooks that disable your aura, lower your immune system, and render you powerless. And also Crystal's going to talk a little bit about parallel lives. But as I alluded to, Crystal's going to be doing an intuitive reading. So start to raise your hand or put your question in the question box and just simply ask, what is the major hook disabling my energy? That way, Crystal can get through as many as possible, and we can honor as many of you as we can by getting to as many as possible. So include your name and location. So without further ado, let's dive right in. You know, Crystal, in the talk title, you mentioned unhooking from the past, and really I'm sure everyone on the call is ready to do that. But what do you mean exactly by unhooking from the past?
Well, that's a good question. Yes, and, you know, I want everyone to know today, just like ground yourself, be prepared. There's fabulous twists and turns, as I've had just an amazing, really magnificent experience in France, and I'll be talking about that. But, you know, with the hooks and the other things that I'm going to be bringing through, it all fits together. So I want to just make sure that as I'm explaining this, you open, expand your heart, really allow yourself to drop out of the mind and into the heart space and be open for this information today. So, Ian, thank you for that, and really kind of narrowing down and narrowing into that, because, you know, I find that as I'm working with people, you know, we're all doing energy healing work. We're shifting energy. We're very focused on that. We are mindful about utilizing our time in that way, but it's as if we're not really getting that far. You know, I hear it quite often when a person is kind of new to my world, coming into the academy, and they've done energy work for a time and they haven't seemed to gain headway like they thought they should have. Or they think I should be further along by now. And what I started seeing in sessions is that we actually have major invasive energetic hooks in our body, in the aura and the chakras. And these hooks might be from a person or something else. And as a dynamic, that is karmic. So it's showing up as these hooks with these kind of barbed-like energies that are not allowing the person to move forward. The hooks cause inflammation and irritation on so many levels. And I see these hooks from very small, like a fishing hook, to very large, like you can imagine a big crane hook. And from what I've been shown, the hooks keep us connected to the past as well. They don't allow us to move forward. So it's kind of like, think about being snagged on something. No, here you are, you know, walking with some good energy and momentum, and then you snag your shirt, and then suddenly, right, you're jerked backwards. And it's similar to that, being snagged on something, not letting you gain that momentum. And so it appears like you're always fighting against something invisible as you strive to gain stride and move forward. So this fighting against the snag dynamic, as I've been putting it, the snag dynamic, right? So scientific, it puts strain and stress on your immune system specifically, right? It impacts your pituitary gland, your thymus. It doesn't allow for the ascension and awakening to go smoothly. So you're going to feel as these invisible kind of saboteurs are around you. You're sabotaging yourself. And we also have to keep in mind, everyone, that, you know, as we start trying to run these higher vibrations in and through our bodies, while we still have these lower level energies being held in place due to the hooks and incompletions, it's a bit of a tug of war going on. And eventually your body shuts down altogether, right? So that's where the overwhelm, the sluggishness comes in with the, you know, the feeling of frustration of like, well, now I'm finally at this level where I'm, you know, spiritually more advanced, but my physical body isn't available. You know, I feel like I have a bigger mission, but why isn't my body cooperating? And so energetically, I want to just go a little bit deeper into, you know, thinking about what happens. Like even as a two-year-old, we actually hook our toys, right? And we pour our whole aura around our toys. Ian, do you remember that at 2 years old? You probably have, like, you know, your favorite toy, you know, and your brother, little brother comes along and, like, tries to, you know, wants to play with your toy or something, or maybe it was an older sister, right? But it's like, no, this is mine. Your whole aura is wrapped around. And also where I've seen this is in relationship with possessiveness. The person hooks their partner, right? And we even call it hooking up. I'm going to hook up with her or hook up with him. Or we hooked up last night. the hooking is actually happening with the auric field turning into hooks. Okay. So also think about TV shows. I'm so hooked on that show, right? And what I've seen is actually the hook comes out of the device, whether it's the TV screen or the computer, and actually hooks into your power center, or it might even be your heart chakra. So we speak about it in those terms with our language, but it's because it's actually happening, right? We can't seem to get away from it, even if we don't want to be doing that anymore. You can even see that owners or the human companions and the animal companion, you know, really watching out, you know, for the animal. I've seen that as well. Now, in looking at this, there's four types of hooks. So I was thinking, should I go over those four types of hooks and just kind of explain it a little bit more?
I think so. I think it's a good thing to do.
Yeah, okay, because I think it's important just for you guys to kind of get an idea. So I'm going to talk about four types of hooks. And the first one are attacking hooks, okay? The attacking hooks, and this is, you know, person to person, are sharp. They're very piercing. And the person has an agenda. And it's a negative agenda, right? It's to bring harm to that person. It's to hurt that person because they themselves are in pain. And if you can imagine your aura around 3 to 4 feet around you, this kind of bioplasmic electromagnetic energy field, but it can take form. Imagine that it literally is stretching out in the shape of a hook and penetrating someone else's energy field. Now, I have seen this for years and years in my sessions, you know, and it's been what? 18 years since I've been doing private sessions, but really what I'm seeing is that someone is frustrated, angry, resentful, and maybe even passive aggressive, and they're using these attacking types of hooks energetically, their own aura, to penetrate, okay? And the person, if they're sensitive, can feel this. They may not know it's a hook. They may not know how to rid themselves of this, but they can feel almost like this kind of sharp, maybe even it feels like penetrating darts or something like that, coming in, tingling sensations that are painful in the head. Have you had that before, Ian?
Well, tingling or, you know, pains behind the eye,
yeah.
For example, would that
yeah,
be something
okay.
similar?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So this happens a lot of times with, you know, let's say if we have, you know, gotten out of a relationship and maybe we're going through a situation like that where we're trying to escape. We also have to take a look at people that have kind of narcissistic behavior, right? Because it's all about them. And when we don't give them the attention that they want, they attack us. So it's these attacking hooks, very painful to the empath. And those that are sensitive, okay? The next type of hook we're looking at is the enmeshment hooks. And these are codependent hooks, okay? So hooks for safety, security, and low-level patterns that need to be fulfilled. Like, I'm insecure, I don't really know my worth. Right. So if you feel unworthy about yourself, if you're trying to get someone to boost you up, right? That's what we're looking at here. Now, the way this looks energetically is that these enmeshment hooks, instead of like the attacking hook kind of coming up from above and kind of, you know, poking in and penetrating, the enmeshment hooks are multiple hooks. So it might be three. Three is very common that hits you in different places, right? It's like those hooks are literally embedding themselves inside your field and inside your body. And when I see this with enmeshment in relationship, this is, oh my gosh, it's so frustrating for me, right? Because I just want to take that person and just pull them away from that other person. But we have to look at the personas that are playing out as well, right? Because if someone's coming to you for safety and security, if you're running a masculine hero energy, that might feel good to you for a time, right? Until it doesn't. And we also have to see that these enmeshment hooks, it's where you totally give your whole self over to a person instead of having healthy boundaries and really having the independence that's needed for self-love, okay? So next up we have needy hooks. Now, needy hooks, that's when someone's taking ownership of your energy to supply them with their wants and needs. The emotional mindset of this is desperation, right? They want you to need them, and they are needing you. Now, how this shows up is it may just be one big hook, but it's wrapping around your aura and pulling and tugging you closer to them. Don't leave me. I need you. You know, this is the type where they don't want you to go out with your friends and be involved in things. They want you to stay home with them, you know. They always want you by their side. So this can be possessiveness as well. Mm. But we have to watch out. That desperation shows up. And I have to tell you, most people don't think of themselves as desperate, right? It's not like you're going around going, I'm so desperate. But desperation is in there. So you might be doing this to someone else, or you might feel the pull of someone doing this to you. Neediness happens a lot with children. Children become needy of their parents. Sometimes they manipulate them in that way. You know, like, poor me, I'm a little, you know, innocent girl, and I need money, you know, I need help, right? So that hook wraps around their whole aura, right, and tugs at them. Next is past hooks. So energy hooked into a past situation, a past relationship with a person, experiences and events of the past. Now, this drains your energy, vitality, and steals your attention. And so I want to make this very clear that this is energy coming out of your own aura, going back to an event on your own timeline, right? It's like, I can't stop thinking about when that person, you know, robbed me, or, you know, or blamed me, you know, those types of things where it feels like an injustice has happened. But it could even be that you are grieving over a person. And so therefore you keep going back to the memory of when you were with them and how much fun you had and you missed them. So you keep kind of going back to the past. The other thing interesting about past hooks, though, is that your lower self can use it as a way to get you out of moving forward, because it's saying, oh no, remember when you tried that and it didn't work? You're a failure type of thing, right? So we have to watch out for these past hooks. Because when you're hooked, you can't complete on things, you see, especially with the past hooks. You cannot complete on things. And when you can't complete on things, you can't move forward. When you're hooked by somebody, you can't complete on that relationship. You can't complete yourself as a whole being in relationship. So the hook is still there, and there are a lot of incompletions. And those incompletions are very important. Yeah.
Yeah, just a quick question. Sorry to interject there. So these hooks, of course, you know, we often think of them as, you know, they're just, you know, unidirectional. They're one way, but they're bidirectional. You know, we've got hooks in people, and people have hooks in us. So it's really, you know, I'm going to use your word, an enmeshment, because you have these hooks going both ways, which really complicates things, right?
And it's very unconscious. So what happens is, of course, you know, we are doing the work, we're observing, and many times we're to the point where we see behavior, but do we actually see the energetic impact of that behavior on the other person? you see? So we might snap at someone. Well, that might be sending this little energetic hook at them, you know, because when we snap at them, we're poking at them. I mean, we're in there. You know, it's like, boom, we just got you. And so we're not so conscious. You know, that's why it's come out now, because, I mean, I've done quite a few sessions, and as you know, I've seen implants and, you know, all of these other issues. But the hooks were one of the things that higher self showed me recently that basically said, you can't move forward if you don't work on this. Okay. So we have to take ownership. And, you know, I, as an example, when I was tuning in, I was working with a client, and her mom's energy was hooked into her stomach. Okay. And the mom actually had reliance upon the daughter for resources. The daughter was taking on the role as mom, and the mom was acting as the daughter. So there were switched roles. And the daughter was holding major guilt and took on so much of responsibility for mom in this lifetime. Now, it was pretty much daughter's time to move into her purpose work, okay? And I'm talking, this woman was in her mid-50s, okay? So not daughter, like young daughter. Right? But finding it difficult to make headway. And so it was showing up as confusion and tiredness. And she was just like, you know, it's my time now, but I just don't know what my next steps are. And I can't see specifically my purpose. And so what we did is we started to clear that. And as I started seeing that there was a hook there, this past life dynamic of incompletion showed up, where the daughter in the past life was actually the mom and didn't act as a mom to her daughter, abandoned her daughter. So the incompletion played out in this lifetime. So here she was having to fulfill and play the mother role to her mom, which was really her daughter of a past life. But the hook was still there. And it was from the past life where that the daughter in the past life, which was the mom in this one, was so needy and wanting attention and feeling abandoned by her mom, that needy hook was still there to this, you know, to this lifetime. Mm. So we had to undo that, that needy hook and set her free. And now she, you know, she was talking to me the other day, and she just said, oh, my God, it's made a huge difference, even in the dynamic. It's not playing out mother-daughter like that switched roles anymore. So her mom's actually now on board with her and allowing her to go, you know, to fly free.
Lovely. Unhook that hook. Yeah.
Unhook the hook, baby.
You know, you also mentioned incompletion. So that's something that's pretty intriguing. Can you explain to us a little bit more about incompletions and how they impact us in this lifetime?
Yeah, you know, because of course then what you're seeing is incompletions adding up, right? So think about any time you have maybe started a project, or you said, oh, I'm gonna clean out the garage, you know, something like that, and you start to do it and then you don't finish it, and it's like 10 years later. That energy of the incompletion is hanging over your head, right? Energetically. So imagine the incompletions that we have. They're lingering in your field. They're hanging over your head. And we have to collapse these incompletions in your timelines, in the past life, and even in the parallel lives. And as we start to deflate these incompletions by first clearing the emotions and the attachments, to keeping them up, they instantly fall. Like if you took out the four pillars of a structure, like the whole roof would collapse, right? We're allowing the old to come crumbling down. And as the old structures of, you know, the mindset around the incompletion, the guilt around the incompletion, or even, you know, just feeling as if maybe we don't know what to say, we don't know how to forgive, so we leave it hanging there, right? The old structures come down and then you complete on them, and then all of a sudden you have all this energy, greater amounts of energy gain, because it takes a lot of energy to hold up those incompletions in your lifetimes. When you shift a part of the whole structure begins to shift and move. So as we clear some of these incompletions on one level, it will clear on many more levels. Okay? So very important. And I want to talk about this because they go hand in hand with the hooks. When the hook is in, okay, Ian, this is how I see it. The energetic hook is in there. It is causing an infection, let's say. The immune system starts to get really low. And it's because you can't fight that hook unless you know it's there, right? So what happens is the hook comes in, your being starts to get alarmed. Ah, there's a hook, there's a hook, there's a hook. All this energy goes over to the area around the hook, but the hook causes the disintegration. It disables the chakra and causes disintegration. And when that happens, it creates almost like this. This is going to be disgusting a little bit, you guys, but think of it energetically like a sack. And it's almost like decayed tissue, like necrotic tissue with mucus, like mucusy energy, okay? And around that, your being tries to protect that sac and irritation and mucusy energy and infection from growing. So it creates these bioplasmic knots that hold that, right? So crazy, because now we've got to pull that hook out, clean that tissue, and undo the knot and bring that back to just this smooth, beautiful, energetic field, right? So we have to be careful, because if we have multiples of these, and these usually come with any type of major relationship that we have in our lifetime, so our past lives, let's say. And I saw this relationship dynamic with someone, and the dynamic was that in a past life, the man was dying and vowed to his wife that he would forever be hers and would find her no matter where she was. And so then in the next lifetime, there was such a connection to him, but actually he wasn't supposed to be her mate in that lifetime. But because there was that hook from his vow and they were enmeshed, it was very difficult for her. So it was really about pulling all the enmeshed hooks out, healing her, so that she could actually say no to him in this lifetime and move on. And so, you know, when you think about being with someone that's in an unhealthy relationship for like 3 or 4 years or maybe even more, when you know you're not supposed to be there, it's because a lot of this is about hooks. And in this one particular, she was enmeshed with this person. And, of course, he kept trying to, you know, make it work with them. But it really wasn't that they were supposed to be together in this lifetime. But it felt like they were in love. So this is where we get confused, where, you know, people come to me and say, how do I get rid of this, you know, bad relationship? I keep getting pulled back in. Well, it's actually hooked back in. Okay.
Well, Admiral, we're going to get to questions and answers pretty soon, but I've got another question I just want to ask Crystal, so get ready for some Q&A. But and then I know a lot of you are asking about Metatron's cube. We're gonna make the connection, and I'm going to ask Crystal about the connection, about how Metatron's cube fits into all of this in just a little bit as well. So that's coming pretty shortly. But, you know, Crystal, I just wanted to ask you before we got to the Q&A, you know, how did you come to see all of this? So how did this information come to you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, years of doing sessions and with the help of, you know, like you just mentioned Metatron's Cube, but actually it has been recently that I have started opening up my vision and my sight holographically. And when I was on the Vision Quest, Metatron's Cube came to me, and actually supported me by showing my own body and diagramming out holographically. So in other words, I was seeing it playing out in real time as if it was real right in front of me, like I could reach out and touch it, right? And for years, I have been doing very deep clearing of the soul. And when I was doing sessions, I would find that if we were having an issue clearing something in this lifetime, of course, I'd go first to past life and into the womb, right? And then I would go genealogically. But what happened is that many times there was a parallel life of that soul that was living out the karma and the mission. So if you imagine that you are your soul incarnated, a portion of your soul is incarnated right now in this body that you're in, there's also portions of your soul playing out in parallel lives, okay? And so I've had many sessions where I've witnessed these lives and saw that as I worked on a parallel, okay, that's on one level of the person's soul journey, in a side dimension or a parallel dimension, they actually shifted enough for us to work on this lifetime issue. Okay? So I had to shift that, clear that, and then that would allow me to shift and clear on this lifetime. So living in a parallel life is really your soul's attempt to quickly shift energy through experience, through gaining lessons, right? Trying to complete on things to move you forward. And that's where I started seeing how everything played out, because the hooks weren't just to the womb, genealogical hooks or past life. They're actually even parallel lines. And so as I was able to unhook, clear, and release, that parallel life, even as an incompletion of karmic energy, could collapse. In other words, we were fulfilling on a huge amount of karmic energy as your soul is yearning to move forward. And personally, I just believe that if we're living out on parallel lives, it's actually the divine's grace allowing us as advanced souls to now gain full self-realization and enlightenment. But we don't want to necessarily be living out on these parallel lives. We want everything to collapse down to where we don't have any more karma, that we really are gaining self-realization or enlightenment, and that will lead us to liberation of our soul and ascension to living in to higher realms, right? Because most people want to ascend. You know, they want to have fun here and do their mission, but they also want to ascend and become a light being or an angelic presence or a guide for someone else on the planet. And that means that we've got to move to liberation. So it's very important for us, as we are advanced souls, because we're here on this call, we not in comparison or judgment, but what I'm saying is you're here listening to the message and you're taking notes. And you're doing your deeper work. And so we've got this whole karmic wheel that are like pieces, you know, of a pie, and we've got pieces that we're trying to work out karmically. And wouldn't it be wonderful if we cleared all of that whole pie in this lifetime and gained liberation?
Absolutely. Wouldn't it be wonderful? Well, we're doing what we can, and thank you so much for, you know, your service by being here and helping people, you know, not only understand the concepts, but then also being able to work with you and have that work and that journey accelerated. So speaking of working with you, I'm going to break the Q&A into two sections. So a little bit now, well, some now.
Okay.
And then some later towards the end of the call. So everyone, we'll get through as many as we can. Two to raise your hand. We will take some on the phone. We'll get through a lot on the web as well. So the question to ask Crystal, to keep things fairly short, is what is the major hook disabling my energy? So Crystal will be answering that question. So I'm going to go ahead and kick this off by doing some Q&A from the web, and I'm just going to start picking people, you know,
at kind of at random, and we'll just go
okay.
through. Okay. I think the name is Hitesh. I can't see because there's some numerals I can't read. From Melbourne, Australia. Hitesh, what
okay.
is the major hook to disabling my energy?
Okay, got it. So what we're looking at is we're actually looking at a parallel life hook. And in that parallel life, what I see is I see you as a doctor, like you're doing surgery and you are being hooked by your patients. They don't want to die and they think that you're their hope and you're actually being hooked by them. Okay. So, coming through, we look at this that, you know, they think that these are needy hooks. So they think that you are the answer. You're going to supply them life, right? And so that's the major hook. And let me see which level, because there's multiple levels. So I'm seeing this on the second parallel level.
Okay, thank you. Marina from
mm-hmm.
Canada, what is the major hook disabling my energy?
You've got enmeshment hooks, and I'm seeing a person on your right. It's a masculine energy coming in. So let me see when this was created. Okay, it was created after birth, so it's in this lifetime, right? And the dynamic here is that somehow you are able to bring this person into their heart. It's like you bring the heart to the relationship, all right? So I'm not saying it's a love relationship, like, you know, that. But whatever relationship it is, you bring the heart, and they just feel like they need that connection in order to help them get in touch with their heart. But it's not healthy for you because that person is being enabled. They need to go to the divine for their heart connection.
Thank you. Vanda from Melbourne again, Australia.
Okay, so taking a look in. Okay, there's a lot of unsettled energy in your stomach and in the back of your neck. Okay, this is attacking hooks. So let's just see what's going on here. Yeah, so what I see is a very controlling, manipulating energy that is bringing in. It's by a female, okay, and there's a lot of comparison and judgment against you, and I also feel like this person doesn't want to be left behind, so they're lashing out at you.
Thank you. Katrina from Cleveland, what is the major hook
okay.
facing her?
Okay, Katrina, let's just take a look here. So we've got multiple hooks for you. I'm seeing a parallel life hook. I'm seeing that you're a mother in that parallel life, and I'm seeing that you have some kind of, you know, disease. It's a death-threatening disease. And what I'm seeing is that, you know, your family doesn't want you to die. So they're actually trying to hook and hold on and even almost lift you up, if you will, and try to strengthen you. But again, I feel like on that parallel life, if you just let go, if it's meant for you to go, then you will have completed a huge amount of karma on an old issue from a past life, and then that will free up a lot of your energy to come in here into this lifetime. Let me see what dimension that one's on. Okay, that's on seven. The reason why I'm saying that is because if you guys do the program, there's going to be a time when you are going to need to know exactly what needs to be cleared in that workshop or in the session with me. So I'm giving you the information to write down so you have it, okay?
Thank you. Linda from Phoenix, can you please tell me what is hooking me at this time?
Okay, so I get a past hook. And what we're doing is we're going back, it looks like 32 past lives ago. I see that you're very intimate with a person, and I feel like there's a lot of loss and betrayal. So you're hooked to that person. And in the betrayal that person left with someone else, it left a hole in your heart, but that's actually where the hook is between you and the other person. Okay. So a lot of sadness, a lot of anger that's underneath that sadness and grief.
Okay, thank you. Kate from Palm Beach, Florida. I feel devastated in my life right now and completely overwhelmed.
Oh.
I'd be so grateful
I'm so
for any
sorry.
Guidance.
Yeah, okay, Kate. So let's just take a look and see what's going on. So you have a hook that's coming right up through the root chakra and hooking around the front, disabling the front sacral chakra. This is a past life issue. Higher self is saying 28 past lives ago. And this is coming from selfishness. Someone is selfish and someone is trying to hook and pull you and kind of keep you close to them. Okay. And so as much as you're trying, again, this is like classic, right? As much as you're trying to move forward and this hook for you is not allowing you to get grounded, right? It's coming right up through the root chakra. And the crazy thing is that that person, that past life wanted you to be unstable and ungrounded because then you would rely upon them. Okay. So big manipulation tactic going on there.
Okay, staying in Florida, Sally from Clearwater. Thank you for this information. Crystal, could you please check for any remaining energetic hooks between myself and my twin flame or any of my children or ex-husband? I'm ready to let them go.
Okay, let's take a look here and see what higher self is bringing through. So we've got a hook that's wrapped around your throat. The chain comes, wraps around the throat, and then the hook comes into the front. So it's really coming in, hooking you. And what I'm seeing is that this is causing you to almost feel disconnected, like your head is up here and your body down there and your consciousness messing with your intuition because you're not fully connected in your physical body, which is really like in the etheric body, okay? So this is a male energy. Let me see when it was first created, this connection. Okay, after birth, so it is in this lifetime, all right? So, yeah, really releasing and letting go. It's two different types of hook. It's a needy hook, and it's an enmeshment hook.
Okay, thank you. So Donna from Oregon says, I've been dealing with these all of my life. My father and brother are narcissists. I've tried to separate the hooks. Can you tell me if they were still there?
There's one right in the back of your third eye chakra. And it's a strange, mean energy. You know, it's kind of like, if I can't do it, you can't either. You know, it's like, if I can't get ahead and I can't, you know, it's like so much competition and jealousy. And you feel betrayed by the energy. And we have to watch out for you, too, is because sometimes what happens is you're so frustrated, you get hardened to the whole thing, right? And then you shut down. You get tired of it, like you don't want to deal with it anymore. But I want to get to that exact issue dynamic. So let's just see what's going on when this was first created. Before birth. Okay, so it is a parallel issue, all right? Let me see how many dimensions we're looking at here. So two. So on the second level, all right, and you're playing in a whole different reality on that level. All I can tell you is that you're the mother to two boys that are in competition, sibling rivalry. Okay, so I know it's a complicated dynamic, but that's what's going on.
Okay, thank you. All right, we're going to turn our attention to the phone lines right now. So there's a lot of you with hands raised. Some of you asked how to do it, start to raises your hand, but there's a lot of you, so we're just going to feel led to whoever needs to be called upon. So we're going to pick on. You have your hand up. Hi,
don't pick on anyone.
No hooking.
No poking.
Heidi from Victoria, Texas. You're on live.
Hi, hello. How are you?
Hi,
great.
Very
thank
well.
You.
Thank you. Okay, would you like me to read you?
Yeah, please do so.
Yeah, okay. So what I'm seeing is to your left, there's a person in your life that's actually almost like, you know, glue, that's trying to be glue next to you. Okay, do you know who I'm talking about? that's that attached
yes,
to
yes, I think. Yeah.
Okay,
I think
got
so.
It. Yeah. So what's happening is it's an enmeshment hook. It's coming into your power center front and back. So it's like a jaw, like a claws, right? Front and back. And the enmeshment hook is actually impacting your digestive system, going into the intestinal system. Okay, so it looks like you're not able to fully digest your food and process. Their energy keeps trying to actually get inside of you. I see that you've been trying to hold that back. You've been doing a pretty good job of holding them so they're not getting inside, but the enmeshment hooks are inside of you, okay? First thing that you're going to need to do is you're going to need to clear the emotion of frustration out of your power center, okay? That'll give you just a little bit of relief, at least.
Okay.
Thank
okay.
You,
anything else?
Well, there's probably more, but we've got a lot of people on the call. But you know, of course, you can do the workshop or do the session and clear it that way. Okay, because I can't explain everything to you right now on how to do that.
Okay. All
yeah.
right. Thank
All
you.
Right.
You're
Thanks,
welcome.
Heidi. Much love to you. All the best. Okay. All right. We're gonna go to. South San Francisco, California.
Hi, it's me.
Hi.
Excuse me.
I'm Kathy. I'm sorry, I'm sick, so excuse me.
This is Kathy?
Hi.
Yes, hi.
Okay, Kathy, let me tune in and let's just check to see here what we're looking at. So actually where Higher Self is taking you is to your crown front third eye, okay? And what I'm seeing is that there's an attacking hook in the front third eye. See, people want to know what you know, right? It's almost like they know that you have intuition that they need. But the crazy thing is that as much as they want that information, they attack you for saying it or telling them it. Do you know what I'm referring to?
Kind of.
Okay. Well, that's the situation. So as much as they're like wanting to know, if you tell them what's happening, the problem is that you get the backlash. So you're a truth speaker, and when you speak that truth,
yes,
there's a backlash that comes with it, and that's the attacking hook in the crown. It's like whacking you on top of the head, right? So as you speak that truth, you have to just know that you have to leave it with them, right? So you may start out saying a portion of that truth that comes through and not the whole thing, and making sure that you ask your higher self, am I supposed to deliver the whole thing? Or can they only handle part of this message? Okay? So you've got to work on making sure that you only work with people that are appreciative and value all the truth that you have to give. Okay?
Well, I have been, yes, trying, and I understand that aspect, but I also, I've been working trying to clear things, and so I wanted to know, like, who is served, what, when, you know, with the, has their, like you said, hooks into me or whatever.
You mean you're wanting to know now who specifically, not in general, the pattern? You want to know who specifically or where
well,
it
yeah,
started?
I've been
yeah.
really going through a lot for a long time, and so yeah
well, there's a lot that I'm seeing. One of the things that I can tell you is a past life situation that you have with someone that's in your life now. It's showing up as a male energy in the past life. What I'm seeing is aggressive energy, but where you were actually codependent and trying to please this person. So even though the person was aggressive, I'm seeing them pulling your arm and kind of jerking you around. You stayed in it and you haven't known your value. So the lesson in this lifetime is to actually have you know your value. When you get
that
value.
That's what happened in this lifetime that I'm trying
well,
to tell you.
It makes
but you're
a lot
telling
of sense
me a past
because
life?
If it happened in that last life and you haven't cleared it yet, it's going to keep showing up. That's how it works. That's the whole point. That's why I go to the point of pain. Because if you don't clear it from the root and the core, it's not going to clear from here.
Oh, God. Okay.
Yeah. You've got to go to the root of the issue. Okay. So let me tell you how many past lives ago. So mm-hmm. we're looking at 7 past lives ago is where the root issue is. Okay. So that's where you're going to go to clear it. You have to go to the root. That's what I was saying, you know, seeing the parallel lives and, you know, trying to clear something over and over and over. If you don't go to the core issue or the root, where it is in your timeline when the pattern was first created, then it's not going to clear. You've got to do it from there and get your lesson, and then it'll shift the dynamic in this lifetime. Okay?
So I have to clear it from then.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thanks, Kathy.
Okay.
All the best. All right, we'll do another one quickly, and then we'll go, we'll have some more questions. So, Stamford, Connecticut, it might be Elizabeth.
Yes.
Hello.
You're on live. Hello.
Hi, Crystal, how are you? Hello.
Hi, very well.
Good. So I've been working tremendously hard to further my business, and I just feel like there's a block. There's just something either within myself or something that is just holding me back, and I just am curious.
Yeah, it's actually in your back, okay? I feel a very large hook. It's like one of those hooks, I don't know, like a ship hook or a crane hook.
Yeah.
You know, it's a big metal in your back, and it's like I see you bright and shiny and you're like trying to move forward, but it's like you're on this little treadmill, you know, like someone's got you and you're on this treadmill. So let me tune in and just check to see what's going on here. What I'm hearing is sabotage. It's some sabotaging hook. Is there someone that you have experienced in this lifetime that is sabotaging you in strange passive aggressive ways?
No, but I feel like that. I feel like that's me. So I don't know whether it's a past life
that you're sabotaging yourself.
Yeah, it feels like a loop that I get on. Like I can get forward, and then boom, I boomerang back.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if you've read that the special offer page, but that's exactly it. You can't close the loops, and it keeps coming. But what I was getting, and this may not be in this lifetime, but there's a sabotaging energy actually from mother or from a mother type figure. Yeah. And as much as the mother's trying to, like, encourage or give advice, something's up there. So is that your mother in this lifetime or a mother figure?
I can see that, yes. I think she implanted some beliefs.
Okay.
You know, there were some beliefs.
Okay, got it. So that's still there, and it's hooking you. So you've got to resolve with mom. Now, let me just see, just in case there's a past life with her that is invisible that we haven't seen yet. So I just want to know the truth of when this was first created, before birth. And it was in the womb, That's where you've got to go to. Now, let me just see how many weeks or months in the womb. Okay, so 3 weeks in the womb, that's when the hook came in. Okay, it's such an unconscious pattern for her. Really, she's kind of flailing around, and she's really scared internally. And it's her inner child that's doing this, okay? So that's the dynamic, all right?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you
so much. Okay.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
Beautiful. All right. Well, Crystal, I wanted to have you tell us about your story in France, and I think this is going to be a good kind of bridge to working with Archangel Metatron.
Ooh, yes. So, well, you know, I went to France. You know that because you were there, right?
Oh, yes, that's right. Oh, yes.
Right? You were there with me. So, you know, we went on this beautiful sojourn to France, and I had all of this dynamics really shown to me by Mary Magdalene and Metatron's Cube, and I saw that the 1111 gateway is actually a parallel portal
for us to witness all that has been before, all that is in the now and in the future. And I hadn't realized that that's how I had been giving readings all these years about the future. People would come in and I would say, oh, you're going to be a movie star. You're going to do film. And they would be like, are you crazy? I'm not an actor. And then 8 years later, there they are on the big screen, right? Those types of things would happen often where I'd have the premonition and be able to predict that future for them. But the interesting piece of this is that, in 2009, I got a birthday reading by a numerologist. And when she ran the numbers to my name, she told me that I had the 11-33-11. So 11-11 is Metatron's gateway with Christ consciousness number in between, that 33 Christ consciousness number. And that we became aware that I was here on a mission discovering this higher wisdom of Christ consciousness and then being able to teach others. So I go through the gateway first, the 11-11, and then I lead others, you know, through the gateway as I kind of turn back and guide and lead them. So I'm teaching them. And this has been the case since the beginning, in 2001 when I first started. So while in France, of course, going to this beautiful Mary Magdalene and Christ country where they were, we were climbing. Of course, we had to hike up, and then we had to kind of climb down the mountainside. And I left Ian and the group, and I went into this little grotto. And as I was, you know, kind of moving, I mean, this place you couldn't get to easily. It's literally like this path that you could only have, you know, one of your feet on the path at a time, and there was a cliff to the side of the left of me. So I'm having to hold on to roots of trees, right? And kind of, you know, pray that I didn't fall. And I went there because I just knew I was supposed to go, and I went to this grotto by myself. And as I was inside the mountain cliff, I was overlooking a valley that peaked on the other side as a mountain village. René Le Chateau is on the top there. And that's where Mary Magdalene's church is built. It's adorable. And this is said to be where Mary Magdalene fled to this area after the death of Christ. And so while I was there, I went into deep contemplation, and I was asking my question about, you know, what is this whole thing with me and Mary Magdalene and Christ, and why am I here, you know, the 11-33-11. And suddenly, I mean, my eyes are open, and suddenly Metatron's cube spins and zips right in front of my face and hovers like a hummingbird in front of me. And I suddenly saw the 11-11 gateway open. And with that opening, I saw into the parallel portal, and I could see exactly what was happening in the small village of René Le Chateau when Mary Magdalene was there. I saw that the people were walking around. I saw the garb that they were in, all that was taking place. And I was actually in that lifetime, in that time. I'd been there in that past life. And then here I am now witnessing as it's happening. Now, Mary Magdalene shared with me that part of my mission is to bring people through the gateway by teaching, but also, like she said, that I was to teach the sacred arts of the soul, the kundalini energy, moving up through the body-mind central channel, activating the third eye, the crown, the transpersonal chakras, and to have people ready to support the structures to hold this awakening dynamic that's happening right now. The structures that I see now are the pineal gland, the pituitary gland, the thymus, and in recognizing the past work that I've done with Metatron's Cube, I see that Metatron's Cube is primarily focused
on this and the heart. So this whole area, pituitary gland, some of you have done the ascension attunement where we decalcified that. Now we're working on the thymus, the pituitary, that central channel. And Metatron's cube is really this epitome of creation. And as I was there sitting, I could feel Mary Magdalene. She was speaking to me. I felt Christ consciousness surrounding me. I felt into the energy of what it meant to literally live like what she calls the sacred art. And Archangel Metatron was telling me, you know, Archangel Metatron is the Archangel of the future, is that we are moving into being this whole radiant channel. Each one of us are becoming this radiant channel. Now, Mary Magdalene said, we must, and part of this opening is clearing and healing the pituitary, pineal, thymus, and the immune system. Our physical bodies have to be stronger to handle the higher vibrations. Mm-hmm. And then also, Ian, she shared with me one of the most important things was that we're going to be activating the Holy Grail within to evolve the soul to new levels of radiance. So my being literally had a wave of energy as Mary Magdalene put her hand on my crown, and I saw her with Christ behind her, with his hands on her her crown. So there I was with Christ and her, and then facing me, this wave of glorious energy and chills moved through my entire body. And then it was a whole remembering. So that was my experience with Metatron's cube and the portal and Mary Magdalene. And, you know, she is so divine. Her presence is always around us. She comes through as this mother, sister energy that is leading us. She has unconditional love. And her whole role is to help support us in enlightenment, just as she did with Christ.
Mm. Wow, what an amazing experience, beautiful experience. Wow, super powerful. And you know, part of what happened to you, you can now convey and work with people to experience similar things because of the way Metatron's cube has shown you how to work with it. And how Metatron, Archangel Metatron, has guided you, how you can help people work with him. You know, this might be a good time, I'm thinking, to tell people about your program, because it involves working with you, working with Metatron's cube. You know, it really is a culmination of everything we've been speaking about, or you've been speaking about, with Metatron's cube, with the hooks. So if you don't mind, I'd like to have everyone experience or listen to what your offer is all about. So everyone, if you're on the webinar page, click the orange button, which will be, it will say special offer under Crystal's photograph. So click the orange button if you'd like to follow along visually, because there's a lot here, and I'd recommend that you do follow along visually. And you can take a look at Crystal's program that she's going to tell us all about right now.
Yes, okay. So we are going to be doing a private session. And, you know, when I was talking to you about activating the Holy Grail within, you know, there's so many levels to that. You know, while I was in France, I specifically after that experience, I asked the divine, am I here to channel the Mary Magdalene energy into the planet? And it said yes, that the specific vibrations were sacred love, consistent divine connection, wisdom
of the six-pointed star, the as above, so below, the lower triangle and the higher triangle, and bringing about this new level of devotion through that sweetness, that yearning to offer ourselves through service. And with this, I also got that with my name, with this 33, that equaled that Christ consciousness, that contact with the divine, leading, guiding, sharing, the insight and the wisdom, strengthening of the mind. Suddenly what started happening is I started to see that Mary Magdalene was showing me that I have this capacity to work and to bring about. She literally said to me, you are a master of the sacred arts that transforms spirit and energy into crystalline energy. Kundalini rising for illuminatory experiences to see the light. So with this private session, we're going to activate the Holy Grail within your being, which is activating the as above, so below, connecting the higher triangle and the lower triangle so that you can see the light. And really what seeing the light means is it means that clear, crisp clarity. What is the truth for you to do? What is your dharma? And how can we really allow you to know that through your whole body without any doubt? Seeing the light also allows you to experience, just like I have, going through the portal. When you walk through the portal, which is what I'm going to do with you on that, in that session, taking you and guiding you through the portal, it opens up the gates that have been sealed. And when we open the gates, it allows you to begin to recognize, understand, know, and experience the same. We want you to be able to understand what has been your past, what is your now, and what your future will be, the connections of those, and how you can now take that energy and really allow you to step through. She said that the 1111 gateway is a wormhole portal created with the energy Archangel Metatron brought this about to allow people to enter the magical playground of Metatron's cube for healing, support with emotions, psychic fractures, splits, implants, guards, subatomic transmissions, and that somehow, with my work with Archangel Metatron and Metatron's cube, that I have the keys to open this gateway. And at certain appointed times in reality, and that's why this whole significance with my name, 113311. So I'm able to take you through and to bring about access to the vital energies that arcs thousands of times more potent energies for healing than is usually possible. So in that session, we're literally going to move deep into clearing and releasing the hooks. We're going to go deep into allowing you to collapse the incompletion. I'm going to support you in decreasing the number of parallel lives so that literally all of your energy is reclaimed. And we're going to do that sacred geometry light code activation for the Holy Grail within your system to become alive, to become animated, so that you can really start to know yourself, okay? So that is so beautiful. And I want you to know that with Metatron's Cube, some of you have had those types of sessions with me. The energy is so potent, but so gentle. It's literally like having this beautiful laser beam come in and do all this deep surgery without feeling that energetic hangover the next day. But the precision of Metatron's Cube is profound. So you have an opportunity to be activated, to be open, and to become the Holy Grail, which literally is bringing you to the place of illumination as a radiant channel of this divine light. Okay? To begin with, before that session, we're going to do a primer call because we've got to get your body, mind, your auric energies to be prepared for Metatron's Cube. So you can read about that. We're going to go in on that one, and we're going to clear that necrotic tissue, and we're going to undo those knots. Then you're going to have a live intuitive reading group session with me on there. I'm going to be creating a sacred container, and Amanda Hawkins, who is actually a medical intuitive, she is a clairvoyant. I've supported her in her own awakening. I've also trained her. She is such a very strong and powerful seer. She can go in, and her expertise is in the immune system functions. So she works with the thymus, the pituitary, and with the pineal gland. So she's going to be reading for you. So think about this. Prior to your session, you're going to get the primer, so that's the first round of clearing. Then you're going to know specifically, she's going to look in and see what's going on, any point of resistance to the Holy Grail activation that you have, and reading your thymus, pituitary, and pineal. She'll tell you the greatest level of dysfunction in there, and she's going to look into the cellular system, because when your cells, which hold this divine purpose, when there's miscommunication, then your higher knowing doesn't come in. It's misconstrued. So your cells get clogged and bogged down. And so basically she's going to be coming in. She's going to be reading you and supporting you on that call, so that you know when you come into the workshop, when we're going to gather for the workshop together to do the hook removal, you'll know exactly what needed to be cleared, what needs to be released, and you'll have that, okay? Now, what I love is the next thing that we're going to do. So the holographic hook removal workshop, it's, you know, about an hour and a half to 2 hours of a deep clearing. And don't worry, you guys, we're going to pace ourselves with the primer, the intuitive reading session, and the hook removal. The beauty of this is you come out feeling so light. You literally, we're going to extract those four major types of invasive hooks, but if you can look on that page, we are literally going to go in and clear the cellular, emotional, mental toxicity, the debris out of your aura, reduce the inflamed tissue and the knot. We're going to release any issue you have with reliance or, of course, repelling nature because of those hooks and the polarization that we have on this planet. We're releasing emotional entanglements, genetic archives, past life archives, parallel life archives. We're releasing mutations. And this is very important, everyone. The mutations are happening. In other words, you may have one illness or sickness, and it's mutating to something else. So you go to literally heal that one thing, and it mutates before you can heal it. And so with the hooks bringing your immune system down, we now are going to release and remove the mutations from happening, right? So now your immune system's going to be healthier. Your body's going to be stronger. You're going to have more energy now to heal any viruses, any bacteria, any illnesses taking you out, okay? We're going to clear any personality withholds, because with the hook energy, especially again, if you're an empath or sensitive, you withhold your energy unconsciously because you already anticipate a hook coming. Okay. We release resentments, regret, denial, weaknesses, and the light body instability. This is very deep. At the end, I'm going to infuse you with the crystalline energy. Okay. And that's going to help you become literally this holistic human, this channel of sacred light, right? So you become that sacred art that was expressed to me, as Mary Magdalene mentioned it, as this divine channel. Okay, you're living this sacred art. You are open. You are vital for the divine. Okay, so of course, you know, allowing you to now have this will bring you to that place where you're on your path. You're not wavering. You feel like you can take the steps forward. You're literally, you're not going to be questioning your path anymore. You're going to be able to have the energy. You're not hooked to the past. So it's free momentum. And any of that kind of procrastination, overwhelm, confusion, that's what we're focusing on clearing and releasing. But I want you to know the power of this for your health as well. Because, and I've said this before, because when I'm in there doing Metatron's Cube sessions, I've literally had miracles where people have come in with extreme pain that they've had for years. Metatron's Cube clears that pain. I'm talking over 20 years of pain that people have had. There's so much that we don't know when we start to clear and remove these things that have been there for so long. Everything gets to readjust. Okay, and your body with your immune system at a higher level and stronger now gives you that feeling where it's like, oh my God, you wake up and you actually feel good. You feel clear in your mind, in your head. It's not that fogginess anymore. Okay, so this is what we're doing. So that's option one. Option two, you're going to have the two-hour hook removal workshop. And before that, you'll get the live intuitive reading session with me and with Amanda. So there's two options for you. And, you know, just allowing yourself to really experience your soul's freedom to move forward into your dharma, into your purpose. Your creative expression is set free. You're not tied up anymore. So you can call forth those things that you desire in your life. All that you need is there. So that new sight and new seeing of the light.
Thank you, thank you. And a couple of things I wanted to just clarify. There's also some part of option one. So it's, they are
bonuses?
Part of option one. You get.
Oh, did I forget something?
That's okay, but I wanted to, there is more, there's a lot more, but I just wanted to point out they are part of option one. Not of the option two package. So the way the page is laid out is not 100% clear. So I wanted to have you cover that. But before you do that, you mentioned something around your name, the 113311, and you mentioned it when you spoke about the package and the relevance around that, how the energy is, the words escape me right now, but it has a significance. So explain the 113311 again and how it pertains to the session.
Yes, so basically what was told by me is that we have to watch out. I mean, it's kind of a strange dynamic where Mary Magdalene told me that we have to practice sacred art during this time in history, okay? And she said specifically, despite evil interjections. And I said, well, what do you mean by evil interjections? And she said that it's the shadow side. It's the forces of opposition that exist now. And she said that we have to really be alert. We have to really pay attention. And the Christ consciousness coming from, if you will, above, but the Mary Magdalene wisdom is ancient wisdom that is connected directly with nature and working with the sequences of nature, the rhythms of nature. And so she has worked with Metatron's Cube in all of her past incarnations and future incarnations, right? And so she says all of her adventures are in the sacred art. She also works with the crystalline grid and the crystalline energy. So with this, I want you to imagine the 11 and 11. You see, they're literally parallel lines. This is a symbol. 11, 11, parallel lines. And what I'm working with on that activation session are your personal parallel lines, which are running right now, which are the parallel lives. I'm bringing the Christ consciousness through, which is the awakening piece of this, bringing the Mary Magdalene energy of the crystalline grid in and through your being. Specific ways, Ian, I can't even go into it right now. Obviously, you know, what I'm going to be doing this in session. But it's very detailed, the way that I have to work with a person's body. But this allows, again, for you to literally become the sacred art, to become the channel of light, to become the Holy Grail. You are the Holy Grail, which is the container of the wisdom, the ancient wisdom. Do you see? There's no going to get it outside of you. You are the masculine, you are the feminine combined. And you express yourself in wholeness as one whole, as this absolute sacred channel. So the energy begins to illuminate on all levels and goes into unlocking all of the, you know, the 10 gates. So what we're looking at is really bringing about, if you will, the sacred music of your soul. And when we look at this, we start to recognize that your whole being is a divine instrument. And your soul has sacred music. And the light shining through amplifies your heart light. And that vibration of the sacred soul sound begins to reverberate through the universe and begins to touch people and awaken them and gift them with your own unique knowledge, but also matched by the wisdom of the ancients.
Thank you. Wow, beautiful. Whew, it's going to be powerful. It's going to be so powerful.
Yeah.
Wow, amazing. So let's quickly talk about, you know, we are going to get to questions, and this is going to be a long call. So everyone, thank you for being here, but it's amazing information. It's so needed as well. And you know that when Crystal does these Meditron sessions, it really, really, really touches so many people's lives. So thank you for being here with us. There are two bonuses. One of them is the Meditron's Cube Health and Repair Kit, and the other one is actually a bonus by Amanda Hopkins. So, Crystal, did you want to firstly talk about the health and repair kit? And after this, everyone, we, as I promised, we will get to some more readings, okay?
Yeah, you know, I created this out of a need because of what I was seeing in my own body and in other people's. You know, look. Meditron's Cube always starts with my body first when it shows me something. So don't think that, you know, it's like, I don't know what you're going through, right? Because as Meditron has come in during my vision quest and has shown itself to me, it's so powerful to have it done. And it's literally, you guys, like I'm observing my own body outside of me, and I'm observing Meditron's Cube doing the clearing. And then I get the downloads of exactly how to do it and hold space for other people. This Meditron's Cube Health and Repair Kit, really, you've got the Nervous System Optimizer, the Adrenal Gland Energizer, and the Auric Field Harmonizer. This is about allowing you to have a guided journey experience that goes very deep with Meditron's Cube's energy. And the energy of Metatron's cube is light. It's precious. It's graceful. It is adoring energy. And to the degree that it's all that, it's strong. It's like having a great, beautiful hug, you know, like arms wrapped around you, and you feel so held, and you feel like, oh my God, how am I experiencing this at the same time? Because it is so divine. It's like what our soul wants. We want to be safe and secure and held, and we also want to feel the lightness and the flow. So that's what, you know, Metatron's cube brings. As we go through these, of course, they're going to serve you in such deep ways. And I think you'll really enjoy them, because as a guided journey taking you deep into the subconscious, you actually get to experience the shifting in the blueprint in such, you know, a major way. So we'll be using the sacred shapes that are held. There's multiple shapes, sacred geometry within Metatron's cube. So we'll use them to start clearing and releasing at a very deep level.
Wonderful, wonderful. And then on top of that, the other bonus in the program is an audio set from Amanda Hopkins, the Endocrine Energizer audio set, which contains the pineal purifier and then the pituitary optimizer. And that information is on the page as well for you to take a look at. So two really powerful bonuses by Amanda.
You know, Amanda is really magnificent. She has had our whole team in awe, like jaw-dropping readings that she's done for the people in the academy. And I always trust her to go very deep. I really feel like she's an expert in this area. That's why I brought her on board, just so you guys know. As I was communicating this with Amanda was getting a lot of the same things that I was getting, but in a deeper way, because as a medical intuitive, she literally sees the instability that's being caused in the physical body, where I'm working on such a higher level with the dynamics, almost the celestial level of your aura holographically and your body. She goes deep inside your body. So she's very quick. She gets things immediately. And we've had, you know, many people that are in our community have sessions with her. So, you know, take a look at that. The endocrine system, made up of a lot of the glands that produce and secrete the hormones, you know, chemical substances in the body, regulate the activity of the cells and organs. She is an expert with this. She's going to help you in major ways with these audios. So absolutely, please don't hesitate. You know, she can really support you, and she's going to be doing that intuitive reading for you as well.
Beautiful. Well, what a powerful package. Very, very beautiful.
And, thank you.
Yeah. You get to work directly with Crystal. You have the Holy Grail activation session. There's a primer call. There's the intuitive reading call with both Crystal and Amanda. There's a workshop, and then there's two bonuses. That's all in the package A, or the option one. And the option two is the workshop, and then also the live intuitive reading call with Crystal and Amanda. So two options. And you've probably seen that we're doing split payments with no additional charges. It's literally down the middle, half and half. So if you prefer, you can actually split that into either one, even if you wanted to do the package with Crystal and have that private session, that's also available. Wow, thank you so much for that beautiful, beautiful offering. That's wonderful.
You're welcome.
So let's go back to the phones first, and then we'll go through some more web questions. So,
okay, yay, you guys, more questions, woohoo! Do the reading.
Okay, so we're back. So Santa Clarita, California, phone number ending in 1363.
Okay, let me tune in here and just check to see. All right, so what we're looking at is a parallel life Okay. And as I'm looking in this parallel life, what I'm seeing is actually a deep, almost like a core wound, victimization, a depth of yearning to be free, yearning to get out. And I have to tell you, this is, you know, this is hard because that core wound is coming directly in to the third eye. And it's the person, you know, as a child, well, I guess it's you in the parallel life, but it's really saying, why would you do this to me? Why would you do this to me? And so they can't really see the future. They can't see a future that means something. And so this is blocking that third eye. So we've got to look at that parallel life. Let me see what level this is at. So this is at the 11th level, okay? And it's definitely an attacking hook that is coming into that third eye.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank
oh,
you.
Yeah,
much
hi.
Love you.
Oh, I didn't realize you were there on the phone for some reason. Like,
it's okay. It's okay.
I just went right in. Boom. Oh, my gosh.
I've done every Metatron package. I can't imagine I would miss this. So thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Much love. Take care.
Yeah,
bye now.
Definitely. And the beauty of that, yeah. You know, she's like, she actually has been starting to see, I know she could tell you this, but she's been starting to see and feel things now in her body. Woohoo.
Oh.
So cool. We're progressing.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to, is it Wally, BC? Wally, W-H-A-L-L-E-Y. Last four digits are 9169.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
You're on live. Welcome.
Thank you. And thank you for taking my call. Would it be possible for you to see what's going on? What's my primary block?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah, absolutely. So let me just tune in here. So what we're looking at, we're going directly into the spleen in your body, okay? And this is a past hook that I'm seeing. And one of the things is in that past life, it looks like you were under strict rules, right? You weren't allowed to have the freedom. So I don't know if that's playing out in this lifetime, but it's like the strictness that parents would put on their child, right? It's like you got to live this certain way. You can't live that way. And so with that, I feel the collapsing of the power center, limitation. Okay, let me see how many past lives ago we're looking. Okay, so it's only 5 past lives ago. So for you, it's really important to get the independence so that you can have information from the divine directly coming in and guiding you. Okay? The divine's going to tell you what to believe, what you should believe, how you should live your life, because you're literally going to be taking each step directly guided by the divine. All right?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. Much love to you. Okay. Let's go to Plainfield, New Jersey. Plainfield, New Jersey.
Hi, this
7413.
Is Patty.
7413.
Hi, Patty.
Welcome.
Hi. Okay.
How are you? I was really hoping to speak with you, hoping that you could help me see where I need to take a step forward and what I can do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's take a look here and see what's going on. Actually, what I'm seeing is a hook and chain. So sometimes that's the way it comes. And it's wrapped around the legs. It's wrapped around the right ankle, knee, going up to the hip, okay? So it actually is preventing this feeling of, you know, my work is able to be fulfilled upon, okay? What we're having is issues where you were put down. You were called stupid. You were put down by someone you were in a relationship with. Did that happen in this lifetime, or was that a different time?
I'm sure both.
Both? Okay. Yeah, because it's serious as a pattern, right? It's like they're demeaning you, and they want to keep you weak, right? They want you relying upon them in a strange way, but yet they don't even want to be committed and be present to you. So it's in your mind, it's very confusing, you know? So let me see if this is past life or parallel life. So it's actually parallel life. We're going to the sixth level, okay? So you actually have this playing out while it's playing out here. So we want to collapse that parallel life, and then that way it frees you up in this lifetime and moves you forward. Part of what your mission is that you're supposed to do healing in a deeper way with people, but in groups, not just one-on-one. So you're supposed to bring your information out to the world.
Okay, so has that parallel line collapsed now?
No. No, you either need to do the workshop or you need to do the private session.
Okay.
Okay? One or the other.
Yeah. All right, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Much love. Thanks, Patty. Beautiful. Okay, let's go to Diana in New Jersey.
Okay.
Hi, Crystal.
Hi, Diana.
Hi, Eden. I should say yes. It's Eden hosting.
Hi.
Hi,
I want to first say that I did an implant clearing session with Crystal. It was so fantastic and so right on. And I can't thank you enough for channeling that for me. It was so
You're
right
welcome.
On. So right now, obviously the question of the day. Oh, and I want to add thing. Something else. When I was in college, I was studying European medieval literature, and I grasped onto the concept of the Holy Grail. What is the Holy Grail? When I was 24, I was initiated into mantra meditation. When I was 28, I began studying privately with a teacher, and it was then in learning about reincarnation that I realized we are the Holy Grail ourselves.
Yeah.
We are the embodiment. And this is a few decades ago, by the way. So I'm so thrilled that you are offering this to work with. Thank you so much. So my question
is,
what is my biggest issue with regarding the topic that I'm here to deal with?
Okay. So one of the things that I'm seeing, I see a hook that's wrapped around your throat and then winds up to the third eye in the front. And I see a parallel life that's playing out. And there's a lot of shame in that parallel life. It's almost as people are looking at you and relying upon you. And there's so much pressure of, it's like you can save the world, right? But you're taking on this pressure. And that pressure is almost in itself starting to have you buckle, right? And in the questioning, because you're taking on the pressure of, you know, literally as if you're savior, but it's turning into martyr. Do you get it? So we don't want you to be the martyr. We need you to be strong, release the pressure, and then let the vibrations pass through your being in such a way that it expands you. It's opening those 10 gates, expanding you. So that literally it's not like you're just one lighthouse. You're literally multiple lighthouses in one, okay? So we really have to work on that martyr, savior, and all the pressure, because as you know, you can feel it. You can recognize what's happening on the planet right now, and you can feel a lot of the cosmic energy. So very important for us to save you energetically and your whole structure and system so that you have the inner strength and you remain grounded enough to really bring that through, because you're a channel. You really are a true channel.
This,
I know a lot of
so
people think they can channel, but you're a true channel. Okay. Yeah.
This is so exactly. The last 2 days, I kept reminding myself over and over, we didn't come here to be a martyr or a savior. We're here to be us and share. And wow, that's it. She is so right on. It's incredible.
Wow.
Thank you so much. Oh yeah, I'm going to sign up for that first package.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Diane. You're welcome. Wow.
Much love.
Oh, it's so true.
Wow.
Man.
Yeah. Whew, beautiful. You are spot on. I mean, the word martyr. I mean, that's not a very common word. And it just
well,
came
I'm kind of psychic, sweetie. If you haven't
noticed. Yeah, okay. I'll move on.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
Someone had a question about the workshop times.
Let me tell you, everyone. We make it available to all time zones. And especially with the workshop, we literally do more than one. So that we have that workshop on a weekday and on a weekend day, right? So that everyone can attend, okay? So
yeah.
No worries
and
about
also,
that.
And there's also replays, so it's going to be, you know, it's yours to keep. So if for whatever reason, you can't make it for whatever reason, but you should be able to, there will always be a replay. And, of course, you know that the energy is going to be collective and also charged during the replay as well. So that's going to be infused with that energy, and you're going to get just as much benefit by listening to the replay or by listening again. Even if you've attended, you can listen again and again.
Yes, you can. I suggest that. And, you know, just so everyone knows, I don't just work with Archangel Metatron. I call in the four archangels, Archangel Michael, Raphael, Uriel, and Metatron, to actually hold the four corners for us. So there's already a sacred container that gets created that we all literally, when we sign up, it's like we all have the ability to live in and breathe in this Metatron's Cube energy. And Metatron's Cube made up of all the sacred geometry of creation can discreate things, discreate diseases and illnesses and conditions that have been passed down, discreate emotional and mental patterns, right? Discreate things that are obstacles in our future path. So when we talk about tapping in and really becoming intimate with Metatron's Cube, from the moment that you say yes to this, Metatron's Cube is entering into your world. And believe me, I'm going to be training you how, you know, through a PDF that we send out, how to really start to soak up, right? To really allow the vibrations to enter in to your being, okay? So no worries there. We will take care of you. That's why Amanda and I really put this together with a lot of thought. We are doing it in layers, and it's important to do it in layers so that by the time you get to that session, a lot has been cleared, and then I go in with Metatron's Cube and your higher self, and boom, we just clean out that last little bit, you know. So you're going to be held, you're going to be taken care of, and no worries about that, okay?
Yeah, and if you really look at this, I'm glad you mentioned that, Crystal. If you really look at this, and I think that most of you who have worked with Crystal before, and a lot of you have, and actually done her programs before, this is really, really a comprehensive package.
Yeah.
Where, there's the primer session, there's the intuitive reading, there's the actual session, there's all the supportive material, there's the workshop. I mean, there's a lot. And, you know, this is also going to require you to also, you know, do the work, but it's a step by step hand in hand process, which makes it really, really easy. Yeah. Well, Crystal, it's been amazing having you on. It's been a great show. Someone's asked me to write a book on your travels in France, so that's been called for.
Oh my goodness. Yes, so beautiful, you guys. I can't wait. I mean, we really are contemplating taking everyone there. And, you know, I just think it would be so beautiful. That way we could lead you directly to the caves. And these aren't the regular caves that most people go to. So they're off the beaten path, and it's a very magical valley. A lot of mystery and magic there.
and you could feel the vibration of Magdalene and Christ, and you were so instantly transported. So maybe Metatron Cube retreat in France might be good.
That might be good. Yeah.
Ooh.
You know, it is a it's a very, very special part of the world. It's right up against the southern border of France by the Pyrenees, by the Spanish and French Pyrenees. It is absolutely beautiful. So René Le Château is there, where the Magdalene Chapel is. René Le Bon, which is where the healing waters that have been known to be healing, and actually one of them is actually, I believe, called the Fountain of Life, is right there. And there's an actual, believe it or not, there's a heart-shaped rock pool that is a natural rock pool that's in the shape of a heart right there. It's a beautiful, beautiful part of the world. And one of the most, I forget the name, but there's a very, very magical mountain there, very, very special place that actually is known throughout all sorts of spiritual communities, not only in this realm, but in other realms too, that's there, which we could maybe incorporate. And here's the bliss coming in right now.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Feel the bliss.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can feel it. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, Crystal, amazing having you on. Thank you for your time. Boy, it's been almost 2 hours. We've still got hundreds and hundreds of people. So thank you so much to everyone who dialed in today, listened via the webinar, or everyone, of course, who's going to be listening to the replay. Thank you so much for being here, for sharing your energy, and just being here, part of the community, supporting us in this path of hopefully bringing and shining light. Any words, Crystal, to share with the community as we start?
I just want to hear this beautiful, sweet music of your soul. I can't wait to work with you, and I can't wait to just have that light come through, strumming the strings of your instrument, playing that sweet music. I can feel it already, and I just want everyone to know that it means so much to me, and I know it does to Ian as well, that you are in our lives. Oh gosh, getting teared up here. I know that at times we are yearning for connection, and we're yearning for someone to hear us at the deepest level of our hearts. And I want you all to know that Ian and I don't take this lightly, you know, creating these beautiful spaces for people and being on our Facebook private group. We try to bring that light and that love and have you really feel that no matter what you bring us, no matter whether you come and you're having a bad day or you're having, you know, just a glorious day, it's okay. We love you. We accept you as you come. And our goal is to truly be a light for you in that moment, to support you in that moment, and to love you up. So I just want you to know that we really, from our hearts, in such a deep, deep way, appreciate you and all the work that you do that we don't even see and that no one sees. So gentle, beautiful, big hug to you, and thank you, everyone. And Ian, thank you. You know, thank you for stepping up. And thank you for representing the masculine in our lives. You're doing such an amazing, beautiful, great job of displaying those noble qualities. And, you know, I really, a day goes by that I'm not, you know, just so grateful and deeply touched by your example. So thank you as well. Okay, everyone, love you. Thank you so much. Sweet, sweet blessings.
Okay, much love.
Okay.
We thank Divine Mother. We thank Divine Father, Mother Earth, and Father Son, all the ancient ones who have been with us today. Thank the beautiful divine beings of love, light, power, and service. Thank you so much. Love you all. Much love to you. Bye now.